Hey y'all, welcome back to the Worlds of Country podcast. I'm your host, Andrew. On this week's episode, we're joined by Gracie Shriver to talk all about her new single, Yodelay Hey Ho, and so much more, her musical journey, and so much more. Hope you guys enjoy this one. I know I really did. Talk to you guys on the other side. Hey Gracie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. What have you been up to lately?
Just releasing a bunch of new music. I just got back from a radio tour actually yesterday, which was super fun, and some shows in Utah. So that was a blast.
How exhausting is the radio tour experience?
It honestly, I think I was so excited because it was my first one. So it was like kind of all hit me at once, but I had a blast. It is a lot, you know, a lot of early mornings and stuff, but it was cool getting to meet everybody and hearing your song on the radio never gets old. So
The adrenaline kind of and the excitement kind of
yes.
took over.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. I kind of crashed last night when I got back, but it was good.
So when did you know that music was going to be the path for you?
I think I've kind of like always known. So I'm 21 now. And when I was like 9 is when I started actually getting put into lessons and things. But even before I got put into lessons, like every picture of me when I was little, I was in a sparkly dress and cowgirl boots and with holding something to make a microphone. So I think it's always been a passion. It's always been a big part of my family. I've never, honestly, don't think I've ever wanted to do anything else.
So at one point, did you sort of realize that this was more than just a dream and it was actually attainable for you?
I would say when I was like probably, I think 11, I got my first gig booked in Nashville. It was like a
At
corporate.
11?
I know. It is so funny thinking about it now. And it was a big show at the Opryland Gaylord Hotel or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then I came down and I got to start that week, and my mom was like, well, why don't we like book a show at Tootsie's or something? Like, we didn't know what we were doing. And so I was like, okay, so they only let me play, you know, the 10 a.m. slot because I was so young.
That seems scary enough for an 11-year-old.
I know, but I just like thought I was so cool that I was getting to play in Nashville. So I played the 4-hour slot from like 10 to 2. And I was like, mom, like, this is it for me. This is what I want to do. So like a few times a year, starting at like 11, 12, 13, she would bring me down. I would write with writers. I would play places on Broadway. And just, it became like, I was obsessed. I wanted, like, that's all I ever wanted to do.
So when did you make the leap and move out to Nashville?
So I moved here right after I did The Voice, my senior year of high school into my freshman year of college. And I just graduated from Belmont in December, but I moved here at 17. So it was in the height of COVID 2020. And
Perfect
I was
time.
like, I'm going to college and doing it, moving here. And I've been here ever since.
So you mentioned your time on The Voice. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. I met a lot of great people and I learned a lot. I will say it's kind of like a crash course of the industry all at once. So like after that, you definitely know, like, do I want to do this or do I not want to do this? But thankfully for me, it like escalated things and I had so much fun with it. But it's a television show. So, you know, comes with its pros and cons.
Yeah, you kind of got to learn that the hard way.
Yeah. Yes.
So what would you say have been some of the bigger lessons you've learned since you've been in the industry?
I would say definitely me being an impatient person and being young. Sometimes I feel like, I think we all get trapped no matter the age. I'm like running out of time. And personally for me, it's just been knowing that like God has my timing and you can't compare your route to everybody else's
Do you
because it'll
feel,
happen.
yeah, it all happens when it's supposed to happen and there's nothing
Yes.
you can do?
No, for
Yeah.
sure.
Do you feel like getting started so young has sort of helped you learn those lessons kind of earlier than other people have had to?
I think for sure it was, like I said earlier, it was kind of like a pro and con thing of like, I'm super thankful I got started young. Getting started young comes with a lot of like missing out on things growing
Yes.
up. But I didn't see it as missing out on things just because this is what I've always wanted to do. But I definitely think now that I'm 20, like when I sit back and I'm like, okay, I'm 21. Like I just graduated college and I am super fresh, I think it's been able to push me forward to where people normally are at this age, I guess.
So on the flip side of the lessons, what would you say have been some of the bigger challenges you've had to face?
I would say, I'm sure a lot of girls feel this way too, but like, just first of all, being like a girl, sometimes it's been a little different being in the industry. You gotta like, thankfully now a lot more girls are getting, and females are getting played on radio and things like that. But that was a main challenge, is sometimes I feel that women have to try to stand out a little bit more, and they have to have their like it factor a little bit more. But I think that also comes with like, I know who I am, and I also know that it's all gonna work out in the end. But
I was gonna say
that's been a
that
challenge.
I think like that comparison factor sort of is more prevalent among women than it is among men in the
Yeah,
industry.
and too, I don't even know if it's necessarily, maybe sometimes within like within the women like ourselves, but I think also industry wise, like a lot of fans and label people are often more apt to compare women to women, versus they can sign 30 men that sound alike and
Doesn't make a
it
difference. One of them will
doesn't
stick.
matter. Yeah. But they're all great, you know. So that's when I just gotta like rely on my faith and know that it's gonna work out.
So for the people out there who maybe haven't heard your music before, how would you describe your music stylistically?
Yeah, so it's, I definitely have a low voice for a female, which is something I think that kind of sets me apart. And I grew up listening to not only all types of country, but rock as well. So I definitely have that twang, but with like an edgy influence.
So who would you say have been sort of the biggest influences for that style of yours?
I would say, you know, like on both sides, I grew up listening to Miranda Lambert. Like everyone from Miranda Lambert to like Dolly. So I have the twang, but like the edginess, and then Stevie Nicks, people like that. It's kind of all meshed into one. It's like country, but has some flair.
So how long did it take you to sort of grow into this style that feels right and authentic to you?
I think like starting off, I was like, oh, I tried to do like when I was like 14, 15, I was like the pop country thing. And I'm not gonna say that sometimes my music doesn't have pop elements, but I just kind of grew, like the older I got, I was like, this isn't me, you know, like this isn't how I grew up. This isn't like just what feels natural. So I started working with producer Gina Johnson, who she engineers all the KC Musgraves and Chris Stapleton stuff. And we kind of sat there forever for like a 6 month period and just dove into my songs. It's like, what is me? And then I started working on this project with her, which I just released a song off of that. And for the first time, I was like, okay, this stuff is, you know, like this sound, I guess, is completely me.
It's very important to find those people that you could sort of trust to push you in the right direction also, because
Yes, no,
left to
for
your own
sure.
devices, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and they're honest with you. That's always like my thing. I don't need someone to sit there and be like, that sounds great. Like, I want the person that's like, needs to be done again, you know?
So how long did it take you to find that group of people that you feel you could trust with your music?
It honestly took a lot of years. I went like, everyone I've ever worked with is amazing. But you know, you kind of go through like just the process. And I mean, I was on the hunt for a solid producer for about 3 years. And then I happened to meet Miss Leslie Fram, who's over CMT. And she was like, come out to this engineer. Like, it was a gathering for female engineers. And I was like, okay, I'm not an engineer, but I was like, I'm gonna go meet people. Ended up meeting Gina. And we just hit it off and clicked. And it was, but it was a lot of time leading up to that of like meetings.
You never know what the magic number is where you'll
I
find the
know,
right one. Yeah. So
for
you
sure.
mentioned your new single, Yirole Hee Ho. I can't even speak to
I
English.
know. That's okay. Everyone like gets a little
You
bit.
trip over the end of it.
I know.
So could you
Yes.
tell us the story behind that song and how it came together?
Yeah, so it was actually funny. I ended up getting a call from a huge from Wanda Jackson. So she was considered the queen of rockabilly and still is. But she definitely paved the way for a lot of women in country and rock. And she's from Oklahoma, which is where I'm from. And she had somehow heard me singing somewhere. And they ended up giving me a call because she was being inducted into the Oklahoma State Capitol. and she wanted me to sing. So I had to learn some of her music, and one of them was a song where she yodeled because she was really big into yodeling. And I ended up learning in a week how to yodel, which don't recommend doing that because that was way harder than I thought it was gonna be. But I ended up learning how to yodel and then singing for her. And afterwards, I got to visit with her, and she kind of just like told me her story of how she got into music. And she said when she was 8, or she was 6 years old, she's 86 now. She would go with her parents to Cain's Ballroom, which, have you ever heard of Cain's Ballroom?
Yes.
It's a big venue in Oklahoma. It's been around forever. And she would sit in the corner while her parents would line dance to like the Bob Wills band. And she said that women weren't allowed to sing country, which I thought was super interesting because that doesn't seem like that long ago when you think about it. Like 80 years ago, women weren't singing country music.
A little nuts.
And then I know. And like the only way women were allowed on stage was if they were really pretty and they could yodel. And so her dream growing up is she told her mom, like, I'm gonna be a yodel girl. Which then she turns out to be one of the biggest, most influenced like women in music of all time. So it was really cool listening to her. And I thought, like, what more country to get back to a woman's roots than yodeling? So I thought I'd put a fun twist on it and release it. But yeah, that's kind of how it came to be.
So how was the process of learning to yodel for you? Was it
You know, I grew up with like kind of cracks in my voice anyway when I sing, but I sat there literally for a week straight because I was like, oh gosh. And I just like trying to make my voice crack. It was like hours and hours of practicing, and I'm still not anywhere near her, but I'm getting there.
was that the most stage fright you ever felt?
Yes, especially because she's just sitting there staring, you know, and all of the industry people are sitting there, and I'm like, I'm about to sing one of her yodeling songs that's like historically like just went down as one of her best songs ever, and I didn't know how to yodel. But
You
yeah,
survived, though.
I did. I survived to tell about it.
So what's next for you?
So I'm actually excited because we ended up doing several songs on this project. So my next one is set to release in April. Which I'm really excited about, and we're haven't yet announced that one, but we are soon. And I'm also going on a Nashville Nights tour. So I just went to Utah. I'm going to Hawaii and going back to California, back to Oklahoma and some southern states for some shows. So it should be a really fun spring, and I'm excited.
Is this is your debut project you've been working on, or you have like,
Yes.
so what was
Yes.
the process like of finding the songs for this project and finding something that fits?
Yeah, we wrote for a long time for this one, and then we sat down together, and I would play like 20 songs, and then we'd pick like one from them possibly, or just trash them all and like keep writing. So it took a while, but I knew it was worth it. You know, like when you finally get the bunch of songs that it's you're like, okay, it was worth all
All
that
of them.
time.
Leading
Yeah.
up to that point, it doesn't feel like it.
No, it feels like
Once
you're
you're
just like,
there, it's like none of it happened.
yes, I know. It feels like you're writing and you're just like, oh gosh, all of these suck. And then you finally sit down and you're like, okay, these work.
So when you're writing a song, does it sort of hit you right away that this is one that sticks out to you, or do you sort of let them marinate for a while and listen a few times to them before you realize?
I feel like all of the ones that we've like recorded on this project and a few that I've recorded in the past, they've kind of all hit me like right when I write them. I'm like, I know I want to record this. But then you have the occasional, I feel like 90% of the time it hits me. And then occasionally I'll be like, eh. And then like 6 months down the road, I'll like listen to old voice memos and I'll be like, wait, this was actually like, maybe it like fits me better in that season, I guess.
And do you ever have like the opposite occur where it hits you right away and then you listen later on and you're like, oh, why did I like
You know, I have sometimes like you, I don't know if other people have experienced this, but you write something and there's like so much hype in the room. You're like, yes, this is great. And then I think that starts to happen when I let other people listen. And then they're like, meh, and it doesn't hit them the same, which I don't always go off other people's opinions, but then I'll start to like second guess it. And I'm like,
What was I thinking?
I know, maybe this wasn't as great as I thought.
So I
Yeah.
want to do a little rapid fire with you before I let you go, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Let's do this. If you could only eat one thing the rest of your life, what would it be?
Steak.
Perfect answer. No notes.
I know.
If you could only listen to three artists for the rest of your life, who would they be?
Miranda Lambert, Stevie Nicks, and an up and a new one would probably be Morgan Wallen.
Good mix there. Dream venue to play.
The BOK in Tulsa.
Dream collaborator, dead or alive.
Chris Stapleton.
Perfect answer again. Wow. Would you rather always be itchy or always be sticky?
Oh, sticky. I can't do itchy.
Would you rather have 20 toes or 20 fingers?
20 fingers.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
If you could only listen to one song the rest of your life, what would it be? And you can never shut it off. And it has to be all the way turned up in your head the rest of your life.
Probably Fancy by Reba. I don't know why that came to my head. I love that
A great song, but I don't know if I would want that to be my one
I feel
song.
like it would always keep me in a good mood. I don't know.
There's a lot of energy there.
There is a lot of energy.
What was I gonna? Okay, I think that's all I have for you. Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
No.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This was great.
You guys are awesome. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Hey, y'all. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, be sure to go subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. Go check us out on social media at Worlds of Country on all platforms. And go check out Gracie's music wherever you listen to music. And go give her a follow on social media as well. She is amazing. Hope you guys like what you heard. Talk to you guys next time.